This is one of the ways that you can help provide clear and concise communication. This is when we ask a lot of whys and what if questions. Look at everything as if you can improve on. Encourage people on your team to ask how questions. And I know I'm going really fast here, so write it down, but encourage people to challenge assumptions, challenge your assumptions. What would be better? What would be a better way of doing this? I don't know, run a contest, like brainstorm, leave 5 to 10 minutes in your meetings to be able to reassess and figure out, like, how are we closing the gaps? Be curious and create a culture of being curious. Why do we think curiosity is important in leadership? Put that in the chat. Why is it so important? And when we have more conversations, we share our thinking and we truly seek to understand other people's perspectives. Leaders who elicit new ideas make sure others are included, and they generate enthusiasm and energy around shared goals and opportunities. If we're always just telling people what to do, then it stops the curiosity, right? It stops the creativity. So use questions to get the team on target. And that's just like, hey, how can we better serve, you know, XYZ today? Hey, yesterday we had this problem. How can we make sure that doesn't happen today? Use these questions to help teams make their ideas a reality. Use questions to encourage, like, holistic thinking. We have to quit thinking just because we're a leader, we're the smartest person in the room. Okay, well, maybe I am, just saying. Okay. Teasing, joking, it's important for the ideas to come from your team. That way they own it. And you probably learned this last week, but managers tell, leaders listen. So that's the one thing you walk away with. Managers tell, and that goes back to my sister just saying, it's all these gotta do's, but leaders listen. Okay? A curious leader is constantly focusing on finding a solution. Avoid dwelling on all the past. I hear this all the time. Oh, we used to do it that way, and oh, we used to do it this way. They focus on the actions of moving forward, being relentlessly positive and solution focused. If you can increase your own curiosity and the curiosity of your team members by asking great open-ended, revealing questions, then that is when you have a team that's going to soar. Open-ended, close-ended, and probing. As a leader, I want to start with those open-ended questions because we ask close-ended. In other words, we say things with just a yes or no answer, right? And it goes back to, why do we do that? Because we're moving and propelling forward, and I don't have time to stop and pause. I'm asking you a question that I already have the answer to, so I really don't want to take the time to do this. Knowing when to ask them goes back to being observant, and there are these three types, and the reason why I say that is one time I was asking this individual who was new on my team, and I was just asking her one question right after the other. She was highly introverted, and she finally said to me, I feel like you're interrogating me. So as a leader, that's the time when I probably should be going, okay, I wasn't getting the nonverbals, and I didn't realize I was completely shutting her down. She thought she was going through an interview, even though she was already hired for the job. And I'm over here asking all these personal questions. So once again, extroverts, back off a little bit, like, make sure you're reading those non-verbals as we're moving forward and we're asking those open-ended questions. But the open-ended examples would be what, why, how, who, where. You know, those four W's or five W's in the how. So ask open-ended. The close-ended is when you get a yes or no answer. Are you understanding this course? But, you know, I'm not going to get a whole lot of feedback on that. So So someone could say yes, but they're going, I understand it, but Patty, I have 5,000 questions because you talk so fast, right? So instead, I would have to do what questions are you thinking about right now? Like, what part caused you to go, you know what, I relate there, I connect. And then asking, you know, tell me a little bit more about that.